Now, hiya, welcome to the Christians in Sport podcast. Today we've got a special edition focusing on students, what it looks like to live and speak for Jesus in the world of university sport. So one of our student workers, Duncan, is interviewing three students and digging into what it looks like to worship God in their sport at university and to share their faith with their friends. So let's jump straight into this interview now.
Welcome, my name's Duncan, and today I'm accompanied by three students from across our work. We've got Millie up in Southampton, we've got Sarah in Dundee, and we've got Matt in Birmingham. And today we're going to hear about their experiences as students involved in the work and what it looks like for them to reach the world of university sport for Christ. And more specifically, we're then going to dive into their experiences of hosting dialogue dinners. Now, dialogue dinners simply is inviting your teammates around for dinner where there's a gospel presentation and then where your teammates have an opportunity to ask questions and hear more about the Christian faith. And so that's the goal of this today as we look to dive deeper to hear how that was. And so why don't we hear from them first? Sarah, let's come to you up in Dundee. We'd love to. Give us some context. What's your sport? What's that been like playing university sport in Dundee? And what have been some of the joys and the challenges of that?
Yeah, so my sport's hockey. I'm now 30 in Dundee and I've been playing on the same team since first year for the threes, and I've loved every moment of sport. It's been great. We've had some pretty mixed seasons. Last year we probably had the best season we've had in a while. We won our league. It was a great year to be playing sport. This year we moved into a new league and lost half our team, if not more. They all graduated. And we just had to kind of start from square one in a new league with a new team, which was a challenge, but also really enjoyable to just meet new girls, get a new team and kind of get a new way to play together and just meet and make more friends, which was really nice. And it was my third year in the team, so I felt more at home. It felt like really my team. And yeah, it's been a good year.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And how have you found being a Christian in your sports team? How's that been?
Definitely not easy to begin with, and still not easy. I'm one of few Christians on my team. There's one other girl this year. When I was in first year, there was another girl that we were both Christians together. And it's nice to have another one on the team, but it's still quite a big team. And there's a lot of us that aren't. It's not the easiest environment to be a Christian in. And definitely in first year, I really struggled with, like, how do I make friends? How do I fit in this team when I'm so obviously different? And I think, I kind of kept it to myself, kept it quiet. But I actually found that that was harder to bond with my teammates because I was kind of keeping a big part of my life from them. And kind of through the encouragement of getting involved with the Christian and sport group at uni, kind of encouraged me to just speak out and be open and honest and say that I'm a Christian to my teammates and then share Jesus with them through that. I actually found that it was easier to bond with my teammates because they got to know more of who I was and who the God I follow is as well.
Fantastic. That's really helpful. Thanks, Sarah. And Millie, let's come to you. Southampton, the basketball. Give us an insight. How's that been? What have been some of the joys, some of the challenges there too?
Oh, gosh, what a joy. It has been fantastic. So I've been on the basketball team for 4 years now. So I've been a part of the furniture now, and it is just such a joy to be able to play sport at uni. It is, like Sarah said, it's a unique space to be in. But I think that it is just such a beautiful place of fellowship and community outside of our church circles. You know, we're all very blessed to have amazing church communities around us, and it is such a beautiful thing to be able to have that kind of same community feel with slightly different groups of people. It's such a joy.
That's good. And go on, biggest challenge. What's been your biggest challenge being a Christian in the basketball team down in Southampton?
So I think, so for context, I'm actually in such a beautiful position because I am surrounded by a lot of Christians in the basketball club. There's a couple of girls on my team. There's a bunch of the guys across the club. There's probably more even, there was eight of us, and I think there's even more of us who are Christians in the club. So I'm in a really privileged position to, everyone knows I'm a Christian, I think. it's definitely been challenging at times in lots of different ways, but I think generally it's just been such a positive experience. Everyone, I'm surrounded by girls who really love and accept me for who I am and what I believe, and yeah, they're really supportive.
Really good. Wonderful. Matt, let's come to you next. Birmingham hockey, how has that been? I know at times it's been a roller coaster ride. Give us an insight into how you found that and what that's been like as a Christian there.
Yeah, so it's been a bit rocky. As we said, I'm a goalkeeper in hockey, so it's a bit tough selection wise sometimes. I think challenge was, well, getting dropped, deselected in my first year. Which I really wrestled with, actually, just in terms of like a pride point of view as well. But that resulted in me moving club at one point. And then this year, I've come back into the University of Birmingham, playing second team this year. And an absolute joy. First of all, we've been winning games, which I absolutely loved. But also building community and deeper relationships with a lot of the boys. And you know, that's what sport is effectively as well, isn't it? Building relationships and playing with mates. And I've absolutely loved that. And a real opportunity to share Jesus as well, like a challenge. I'm probably the only Christian in my hockey club, which is definitely tough in terms of like there are some differences just in the way I live my life to the way the boys do. But I see a lot of great opportunities to share Jesus, as I have done this year and over my uni journey, really. So it's been brilliant.
That's wonderful. And wonderful to hear you all pick up on slightly different things. But in one sense, you've all picked up on the joy of being in relationship with your teammates and just doing life with them as you play your sport. Sarah, I loved hearing the story of winning the league. I went to watch a student play the other day and they won the league. And there was something magical about the moment of them all celebrating in a huddle. And that moment of joy, which often winning league is well, few and far between, isn't it? But what highlight that must have been for you. But then we couple that with the disappointment of deselection and other aspects like that, which is a really challenging place to be a sports person and a Christian sports person too, in a culture that we're often surrounded by people who don't know Christ. So Katie, maybe let's come back to where you finished there and just the opportunities you found to speak of your faith. You all picked up on that as well. How have you all found that? How have you all found sharing Jesus within your university sports teams?
Yeah, I think for me, it's actually come really naturally, which is brilliant. Like every conversation I've had has actually come from them, which has been brilliant. So one situation I had was, I was at a... about to go out with the team, and just had a really long chat with one of my teammates. He's very open. He was like, "Oh, I've seen you repost a lot about Christian sport. Like, tell me about the organisation." And I got into it. Then we got into testimonies, like how I came to faith, and then a bit about him as well. And now we've been opening up the Bible for the past 3-4 months, like every week consistently. And I don't know, he's kind of said to me like, "Oh, I've never really seen the Bible as this," and he came to church, and it's brilliant. Like, I'm kind of quite blown away still by what God's been doing in the hockey club. It's been incredible, really, and that's a great example of that, I think.
That's wonderful. Matt, I'm going to pick up on you briefly here. I remember meeting you first as a first year and then as a third year, and just the wonderful journey the Lord's taking you on. What was it like, maybe the first time your teammates found out you were a Christian? How did they react? And what have you found really helpful on that journey from being a first year in your team to now being a third year? And you speak of just the ability to speak of Jesus and people coming to you to ask questions. Maybe what's changed there?
I think from day one, I went in basically saying that, boys, I'm a Christian. I've come to know Jesus, and that's completely changed my life. And I think, like, actually what relationships and friendships are built on is being honest about where our hearts are at. Like, when we've got friendships with our teammates, like, we're opening our hearts out to them. And because Jesus has changed my life, like, I'm obviously going to share what he's been doing in my life. And I think that's really stuck, because I don't think anyone can complain with that if you're being your authentic self. So actually it's actually been brilliant, and I haven't really had any issues with, there's one particular issue at my other club, which I found, quite a lot of trials with, I think, people being a bit hurt in the past. And I think that was a particularly tough moment of actually, having someone be quite against me, my faith. But apart from that, I think it's been all right. And in third year, I think as you naturally step up, being a bit more known in the club, people love to come to you, especially with the new guys coming into the club. Like, they see, you're being your true self. And I think that's kind of changed it for me.
Really good. Thank you. Sarah, Millie, do you just want to pick up on that? What's it look like to share your faith in your sports teams?
Yeah, so I think just that sharing, and I wasn't as brave when I kind of first joined the team. I was like, once I know I'm a Christian, that's it. So I'll try and keep this quiet, and didn't really say much, just was kind of a bit, but as I said, that made me aloof from the team, because if I was like, I think this situation's going to make me uncomfortable and I'm not going to be happy, I just didn't show up to the social, and then just give some kind of not that great excuse of, oh, I'm just busy. Whereas actually, once I started to just be like, look, I'm a Christian, this is how I live my life, this is what I do, and turning up and being like, okay, here's my limit, it opened up conversations. People would generally be interested into oh, how do you live your life? And interested, I think, to then, once you have those conversations, I found that they weren't kind of like, oh, you're a Christian, I don't want to be friends, don't want you on the team. It was more of a, oh, this is actually quite interesting. I've not met someone my age that actually believes all this and lives a life like that, and they were more interested. And probably think it's a bit odd, but are genuinely interested to meet someone who's the same age as them, who plays the same sport as them, and is, part of their team and someone they spend so much of their life with, but then they see the slight differences. And I think kind of in my head, I was like, they'll have their ideas of what a Christian is and they'll not like it. And actually a lot of them have been quite interested to hear how maybe what they thought is different, and kind of learn that it's not just following a bunch of rules and living a certain way, but it's kind of the more personal faith that they see from, being my friend and living day to day with me on the team.
Wonderful. Yeah. And what changed, Sarah? What was it that changed from making you retreat into your shell to then actually being bold and sharing Christ within your team?
I think New Year's training in first year. So I kind of joined hockey when I came to uni, because I'd played it all through school. And in school, I very much had the approach of, I left God in the change room and went out and played hockey. And then kind of joining the uni team, it was a very different environment to what I was used to in school. And I was kind of like, uni socials, they're not my comfort zone. Someone was like, oh, maybe you should give that Christian and sport group a go on a Wednesday morning. So went along, they encouraged me to go to New Year's training. And I think for me, the Bible teaching, that was the first time that I ever realized that sport and faith were actually connected. And, going out and playing hockey wasn't just something I did on a Saturday, and being a Christian was something I did on a Sunday. But actually, I'm a Christian all the time. And when I go out and play hockey, I'm still a Christian. And through playing with my teammates, and that gives me so many opportunities to share that with them. I think I kind of got the encouragement from that to go back in second semester of year one and be a wee bit bolder, but I think still I was fresh and new to the team. I think just over time, as I found my feet in the team, I got a little bit more confidence to just speak a bit more freely and just be like, I'm a Christian. That's why I was late to Sunday training, because I was actually at church, and then just over the years, kind of through the encouragement of the group and things, just start speaking more.
Cool. Hearing you both speak of just being authentic and sharing Christ, being honest, and then also just being normal, and just being normal that I wasn't at training because I was actually at church. Well, so often it's something we're tempted to hide it and not share. And Millie, let's come to yourself. I know you became a Christian at uni, so therefore you've been on a journey yourself as in the university sports club and team. What's it look like for you sharing Jesus? Maybe what's changed along that course as well?
Gosh, yeah, I think it is quite a different perspective, I guess, because I started going to church. I got invited to church in my first year, but halfway through. I kind of gave my life to Jesus second term of my first year. And so, yeah, really my time in my basketball club has been me growing my faith and like learning about Jesus. So they've kind of got front row seats to that process. And for certain, who I am and the things that I believe and things have developed over the years. And I think, you know, I've actually this year for the first time, I decided I wouldn't drink alcohol at socials. That's just my decision that I made this year. And that even is different from the year before, and different, like developing behaviors and patterns that people go, oh, Millie, but you were social sec last year and you drank last year and this year you're not. And why is that? And actually be like, oh, well, I'm learning about Jesus and I want to portray Jesus the best that I can. And I feel like I can do that at a social the best when I'm not drinking alcohol, just me and my orange juice instead. I love it. And that brings me a lot of joy. And I think the way that I can show the love of Jesus the best in my sports team has just been to love my friends. They're not just my teammates. I think something we talk about in our Southampton group a lot is they're not just our teammates, they're our friends as well. And actually to remember that these people are your friends, they're your team, they're your people. And like, don't just put them in a category of teammates. Actually, these are your friends that you love and you walk alongside. You're there as a shoulder to cry on. They are there for you as well, just as much as you are there for them. And actually seeing them not as, yeah, just this one thing you can put in a box. And then when you leave training or leave your match, kind of you go back to your church friends and that's it. Actually, these are people you're doing life with just as much. And I think just loving them and drawing alongside them and being a part of their lives and letting them be a part of yours is just so, so amazing. It's so brilliant.
Thanks for sharing, Millie. I'd love us now to dive in to dialogue dinners. You've all done a dialogue dinner this year and all have perhaps looked slightly different in how you've gone about doing them. So can I just give us a snapshot of what was it like? Well, so what happened in that dialogue dinner? And how did you feel about doing one and in the run-up to it? And then we can go into the nitty-gritty after that. So, Sarah, tell us your experience from being up in Dundee.
Okay, yeah. So I did a dialogue dinner this year, just at the end kind of the season. For me, it was, our team does have quite a nice kind of atmosphere. We regularly do, like, bringer dishes as a team. So it's, like, a natural setup to almost be, like, come round to my house for a meal, because we do that as a team. And it's something I've been pushing off for the last 3 years. I was like, it's my third year here in the team. I think it's about time I do a dialogue dinner. But I'm also as last minute as it comes. So it was kind of coming up to the run up of Easter. I was like, well, this is a great opportunity to kind of, you know, Christianity's kind of current, people are interested, it's Easter time. So I would just send a message to our team chat of being like, come on to my flat, I'll cook for yous, and just have a little chat about what Easter means for me as a Christian, as you just know I am. I was super nervous when I sent that message. I think I put my phone away and didn't look at it for a few hours. And actually, when I went back and looked, it was like, most of the team had reacted and were like, yeah, that sounds great, of course we'll be there. And it was actually a really good night. As I say, we do a lot of bringer dishes, but they can vary in numbers. I was like, this is going to be one that we've got three people there. And actually, you know, it was a really busy night, a lot of the team was there. It's a really good night.
That's wonderful. And how did you find moving the conversation on, so just from inviting people around to dinner to then sharing the gospel? How did you find that transition?
Again, I think I made it a bigger deal in my head than it actually was. So I kind of sat there the whole night eating it in my head and going, at some point I need to bring it up. We're going to talk about Easter. What's going to happen? And then yeah, there was just kind of a moment where I was alone in the conversation. I was like, right, guys, I said tonight I was going to talk about Easter. That's what we're going to do. And then I think to make it a bit more natural, and I don't like talking that much in front of people, I was like, okay, I've got an interactive activity that one of the Christian and sports staff workers suggested to me. So I got like a big white sheet of paper on the floor, and I'd done, in Christians and sport, we talk about the six windows of faith. So I had six boxes, and I basically got my team to just shout out like words that they associate with Christianity and Easter and things like that. And then I like filled them into the boxes and kind of where I think they go in the six windows. And then was looking for them to kind of get each of the six windows from those words. And it actually kind of turned into quite a fun activity. If they were all quite like excited to work out what the six words I was looking for. And then after we did that, that kind of broke the ice. It got them all talking and involved rather than just sitting there awkwardly looking at the floor. And then I just like spoke through the six windows, explained kind of how they relate to Christianity and then how they relate to like personally to me, and give a bit of my testimony. And then opened the floor up for questions. Wonderful. Very much in my head of going, this is going to be an awkward silence and we'll quickly move on and have dessert. And no, everyone like was jumping in with, you know, really random questions to the like, oh, why is that word in that box? Or like, what does this mean to them? Like more personal things of like, oh, how come you don't get drunk and how come you don't do this? And yeah, it was actually a really good night. And one of those things of like, kind of just, if you push past that little bit of when you're scared, you think it's going to be awkward, and just make it natural, you'd be surprised how willing like your teammates are, your friends, they actually are invested in your life and they actually do want to talk about these type of things that are important to you.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure as we ask Matt and Millie their experience, that depth of conversation will probably continue to come through. Dialogue then is just so unique in your teammates hearing your own personal experience, but also you getting to find out where they are spiritually and faith-wise, and you have such a wonderful opportunity to share the hope of Christ into that. Millie, please, why don't you give us insight into what your dialogue dinner was like down in Southampton?
Yeah, it was, gosh, I was so nervous. Oh my word. I was absolutely terrified, I can't lie. And Laura came down to support me, and we went for a long coffee before. And I was like, gosh, like, what am I doing? I kind of took an approach of inviting. All right, so we had our pub quiz as a uni CIS group just about maybe a month before, a few weeks before. And I invited my whole team to that, and a lot of them came. And so my kind of plan was to then, those that came to the quiz, I then invited them plus a few others on a more individual level to come and kind of as a follow-up say, oh, thank you so much for coming to the quiz. I know you express interest, because they actually asked me a lot of questions at the quiz, and I was like, this is perfect. So I kind of addressed it like, this is a big question. I'd love to answer about, you know, what you're asking me, but let's do it over dinner. I'll sort out inviting you. And they were like, oh yeah, yeah. And then I followed through with that plan. And yeah, so about eight of the girls came around for dinner, and it was just such a lovely time. I think my way in was, I was very clear what they were coming around to talk about. They know I'm a Christian. Two of the other girls who are Christians came as well. So that was really encouraging for me to have that kind of support. And I just basically started it by, Laura just asked me, so Millie, like, why are you a Christian? Why do you believe in Jesus? And so I kind of started by sharing a bit of my testimony, which then opened up the floor to lots of questions. I addressed some of the questions they'd asked me at the pub quiz, and kind of just asked each of them to like get them involved. Where do you stand?
Matt, why don't you give us some insight into what it was like in Birmingham with your hockey boys?
Yeah, brilliant. I think very similar feelings, quite nervous at the start. I think we're quite close as a first and second team here at Birmingham. Like, we're quite similar levels. So, like, naturally, like, the squads are very close. So I was like, and we've got a big like group chat, and I'd stick the message on the group chat being like, oh, there's about 40 people in this group chat, like, this is pretty scary. But just did it. And I think naturally with big group chats, you kind of, people see it and they won't really kind of respond. So I think that was where, like, we, it's very similar to Millie, we had a quiz before Christmas, which is brilliant. We had about 15 of the hockey boys come along. And again, great opportunity to then go off that and then say, look, and reaching out individually to people and say, look, I'm hosting a dinner. It's been a joy to like chat deeply and openly about the Christian faith, and I'd love to create a space to do that. And I think that's just what it is, being intentional and saying like, actually, like, what is this, and be really, really clear. And I think I was really, really clear with the boys about what this is. And then it's a choice for them. It's a choice for them to say, actually, yeah, like, I've got questions about this. I'd love to hear what you have to say and what it's about. So yeah, we after training got along, Duncan came up for it, and yeah, had a slow cooked meal. Anyone that doesn't have a slow cooker, I'd recommend getting one. Absolutely brilliant.
I knew you were gonna plug the slow cooker as soon as
it's too good, that's why. And then yeah, it was just, you know, watched a bit of the rugby, like had a chat. And then yeah, just was really intentional in like opening up a formal time of discussion. And very similar to Sarah, actually, like, so on the six windows, but then getting them to like think about what does this actually mean for them, like what words to bring to mind about the Christian faith. So therefore it's not a talk where they're being talked at like it was at the quiz, but actually it's all on them and kind of asking any questions they have. And we're like, they're asking 45 minutes to an hour worth of questions, like, it's brilliant. And I was very encouraged on how open people were in that kind of space. So, it was a great experience.
Pretty good. And great to hear your journey and your processes of doing dialogue dinners. All of you have perhaps spoken about the nervousness and the hesitancy in doing one. Well, so often because sharing the gospel, it can be pretty terrifying at times. And yet it's then so wonderful to hear God's faithfulness in these dialogue dinners as the gospel shared and has led to such fruitful and deep conversations about Christ that you perhaps could never have imagined as you've crossed that threshold, that pain threshold, which is wonderful. And briefly, can I get you just to sum up, what's it been like after the dialogue dinner? And how has that been following up with people? And has that been fruitful? Has it been hard work? What has happened post-dialogue dinner? Sarah, share us a bit of an insight to Dundee.
Yeah, so I held mine at the end of the season, like literally last year, and that actually ended up being cancelled. So we were meant to have a game for the dinner, and then we didn't. We just ended up having the dinner. So it's been hard to follow up because we've all kind of split off and gone into exams and not been training, not been seeing each other. So I think it is just being intentional of kind of, it's been easier to keep up with the three girls that are in my year, and we study the same course, and I kind of would see them outside of the hockey team through uni more. We've had some chats of kind of, oh, it was really interesting, like nice to talk about, and a few chats, a lot of them hadn't, they were like, oh, I haven't ever thought about religion really since I've left school and RS. So it was nice to kind of get them thinking, but it's definitely tough when you're not playing with them and not seeing them regularly to keep conversations going. Hopefully just try and keep it up over the summer and next year when we start back in as a team. Take it from there.
That's really helpful. And Millie, how was it post-dialogue dinner? What happened down in Southampton?
Yeah, so actually the day of the dialogue dinner we had... Oh no, the next week we had a student night. And so I decided to kind of at the end of the dialogue dinner, I said to the girls, look, I'd love to read the Bible with you. If you're interested, if no one wants to take this offer up, that's absolutely fine. I'm going to be reading it anyway because I've got a lot to learn. But if any of you want to join me, please feel free. And some of those girls expressed interest. So I created a little group chat called Chats on a Wednesday. And because Wednesday is Bucks Wednesday, it's a day we're usually free as sports people. And I hosted a little Bible study about 2 weeks later. And it was just, yeah, it was, that was actually more nerve-wracking, I think, for me than the dialogue dinner for some reason. But yeah, six or seven of the girls came back for round two of conversation, and it was so beautiful. And we actually ended up going, most of us, to my church's student night straight after. And so they got to hear even more. And two or three have been regularly to church since, with me and the other Christian girls on my team, which is so amazing. And it's just so beautiful to, even though, you know, a lot of them are graduating, we're all moving apart, and some beautiful seeds have been planted. And I just know that God is going to keep watering them. And we might not see the fruit, like I might not see the fruit, but I'm just praying that we looked at Do Not Worry in Luke, and we talked about worry and what is worry and how does Jesus help us not worry. And I just, my prayer for them really going forward is that even if they don't come to know Jesus while they're at uni, that in years to come they'll remember that seed, that time we talked about why we don't need to worry. And yeah, that's just the ongoing encouragement.
Fantastic. And Matt, give us an insight post dialogue dinner with you. How did it go? What happened?
Yeah, to be honest, it's been tricky. I think committing time, I'd love to commit time one-on-one with each of the boys that came. I've just found that tricky to kind of work out. But one of the lads, the guy I've been meeting weekly, we've carried on doing that. And I think actually a few of those boys knew about that as well, and I think that kind of says a lot as well, which is really cool. I think, as Millie said, I'm leaving Birmingham after uni this year, and I might not see the fruit in that, but actually it's a real seed that planted, that the boys think about faith maybe for the first time, maybe they've thought about it before, but I think fruit is to come. And I think it's just ongoing prayer for that, and that's my prayer for them. Prayer has been a big thing actually around the dialogue dinner as a whole. I think first praying for boys to come, but then afterwards and carrying that on as well, and just keeping that consistent really, because we're not the ones that change their hearts, but Jesus does. And I think that's important to remember off the back of it. So yeah, looking to do another one as well, hopefully, which over the summer, maybe barbecue edition. I think that'd be quite good.
Wonderful, eh? Put the slow cooker away, get the barbecue out.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were all to give one piece of advice, if this was yourself a year ago, you hadn't done a dialogue dinner, you were nervous and hesitant about doing it, what one piece of advice would you now give yourself a year on? Let's go. Millie, kick us off. For someone who's hesitant and nervous to do a dialogue dinner, in light of doing one, what would your one piece of advice be?
I think my advice, well, the thing I'd say is your teammates know you and they love you. And I think they're so much more open to hearing what you believe than you realise. And the momentary discomfort you're going to feel is just going to be nothing compared to the joy after, when you realise you've managed to share the gospel and the good news with your teammates.
That's great. Thanks, Millie. Sarah, let's go you next.
Yeah, I just say, do you? I actually considered doing one last year about the same time, and chickened out. I was like, no, I don't think anyone's going to come. I'm too scared to say it. That message into the big group chat, that's terrifying. And then at Christmas, again, I said last year, a lot of our team graduated and left. And then at Christmas, we had a wee bit of a reunion down a charity tournament in Edinburgh. And I was chatting to them, and I hadn't seen them in months. And it just kind of struck me of that was, you know, we probably 10, 12 girls all graduated, and never once did they played with me for 2 years, but did I ever once share the gospel with them? No. And I think that was just the last little bit of motivation too. I was like, this year, you know, it's the year, last year's my final year. I don't want to get to the end. Well, I've got another 2 years of uni left, but I'm in fifth year. Not as much time for sport. I was like, this is kind of my last year of being, having so much time to be so involved in the team, and I don't want to waste this opportunity of the time I'm spending, the relationship I've built with these girls, to not share the gospel with them. You know, even if it is, as you know, Matt and Millie have said, planting a seed while they're at university that we don't see the fruits of, but you know, they've heard the gospel, they've heard the good news, and we can only pray that stays with them and continues to grow. Yeah.
That's great. Matt, let's give you the final word.
Yeah, I think, like, as I touched on earlier, like, first of all, praying, like, without prayer, and relying on God for this, like, I don't know, I feel like we often feel like, oh, it's on us, and there's so much pressure, and, like, I'm reaching out to all these guys and or girls, but I think, like, it's good, like, first of all, pray, and then go and do it on, like, just don't hold back, and I think, like, you'll be really surprised, like, positively surprised, about how many people are open to hear the gospel and at least start a conversation. So yeah, pray and then go and do it.
Wonderful. That is great. Sarah, Matt, Millie, thanks so much for just sharing your own personal experience of being a Christian in university sport and of doing a dialogue dinner too. If you've listened in, hopefully, if you're a student, this might have even encouraged you to do a dialogue dinner of your own. For others, it might have given you an insight into the university work and all that's happening. So if you want to find out more, do go online on christianinsport.org.uk/students and you'll find out more there. And if you're looking to get engaged and involved with the work, you can find links online where you can sign up on our Going to Uni form and we can connect you in with the work. But thanks so much for tuning in.